From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The trade deficit has fallen to its lowest point in 1.5 years, an unexpected turn in June, according to economist Hugh Johnson.
It was a big surprise. Most of us had been expecting a number that was somewhere close to, say, $47 to $48 billion deficit for the month of June, and this was a decline to $42.9 billion, a very, very substantial surprise for the U.S. economy.
The gap narrowed due in part to more exports and a sharp drop in oil imports. Well, fewer Americans are filing for unemployment. First-time claims dropped last week by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 361,000. However, the four-week average, which smooths out week-to-week fluctuations, rose slightly. Both figures still signal stronger hiring. President Obama drew loud cheers in southern Colorado today when he talked about his plan to allow undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children stay in the country. NPR Scott Horsley reports the issue resonates with Latino voters whose support could be critical for Mr. Obama's re-election hopes.
Speaking to a largely Latino crowd in Pueblo, Colorado, President Obama called his decision not to keep deporting illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children the right thing to do. He drew a sharp contrast with Mitt Romney, who stood out even among Republican candidates for his hard line against illegal immigration.
Mr. Romney believes in something called self-deportation, thinks Arizona's a model for immigration laws across the country.
Polls show Mr. Obama with a strong lead over Romney among Latino voters nationwide. How much that helps him will depend on the strength of the Latino turnout. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pueblo, Colorado.
The Romney campaign is firing back at the Obama camp for an ad that it's calling despicable. The Republican is protesting a super PAC commercial in which a steelworker suggests Romney and the private equity firm he founded might have contributed to his wife's death from cancer when the firm closed a plant and he lost his health insurance. Syrian rebels say they have retreated from a key stronghold in Aleppo, the site of fierce battles for the last 2 weeks. Details from NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Activists in Aleppo say rebels there have staged a tactical withdrawal from parts of the Salah ed-Din neighborhood, which the government has tried for days to take without success. Activists indicated that the rebels are running low on ammunition. Syria's main backer, Iran, meanwhile, says it's willing to broker peace talks between the Syrian government and the opposition. It's convening a conference to discuss the Syrian conflict. Iran says representatives from Russia, China, Pakistan, Iraq, and others will attend. Western governments are skeptical that the conference will do much besides supporting the Syrian regime. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beirut.
Dow is down 10 points. This is NPR. A new computer virus appears to be targeting systems in the Middle East. The Kaspersky computer security firm says a virus can steal financial information. Global food prices are up as a result of the worst U.S. drought in a half century. The U.N.'s Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index, which gauges monthly price changes, rose 6% in July. The agency says the global market's affected by the nearly 23% surge in corn prices in the U.S. last month because of dry conditions affecting much of the United States. This is shaping up to be a more intense hurricane season in the Atlantic than federal forecasters thought. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that's because El Niño hasn't kicked in yet.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts 2 or 3 major hurricanes could still be on the way this summer or fall. There already have been 6 named storms in the Atlantic. More are probably coming. One reason the prediction has changed is that El Niño is coming later than expected. NOAA forecaster Jerry Bell says El Niño will suppress storms, but not yet.
Usually there's a time delay of several weeks between when El Niño forms and when we start getting these impacts over the Atlantic.
NOAA predicts El Niño will develop later this month or next month. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks were mixed before the close. Dow off 10 points at 13,165 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up 7 at 3,019. S&P 500 up slightly at 1,403. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.